is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. The Medical Travel Show is a program for people interested in learning more about the international medical travel sector. This is Elizabeth Ziemba, and I'm here today with my co-host, Irving Stackpole.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's great to be here and to have a returning guest on the Medical Travel Show, Keith Pollard, who is the online publisher and an industry expert in private healthcare and medical tourism. Keith is the president of Intuition Communications, which publishes the International Medical Travel Journal, the leading digital news aggregator in the medical tourism and international healthcare travel sector. Intuition also hosts a number of sector-leading web portals covering private healthcare in the UK and Europe. We have a very exciting subject to discuss with Keith today, which is a new conference he's put together.
Welcome, Keith, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Irving.
Well, we'd like, if you would, to introduce our listeners to the IMTJ Medical Travel Summit 2015 that's scheduled in April in London. So tell us a little bit about the summit.
As you're aware, there's a kind of multitude of medical tourism, medical travel summits that take place around the world. And I've attended many of these, and I think you yourselves have been present at many.
Indeed.
Yes, we have.
I think what we're many of these are less successful than, let's say, the organizers would hope for, and I don't think really kind of deliver the value and the kind of quality of content that people are really seeking. What we're trying to do with the Medical Travel Summit is to put together perhaps a higher level event aimed at more senior people than perhaps you might find at some of the conferences around the world. I'm really trying to deal with some of the kind of main issues, main challenges that the industry faces.
What are some of those issues, Keith?
We've tried to structure around the agenda around some of the things that get talked about a great deal but never get really sorted, to be honest. I think one of the problems, I think starting point for the conference is talking about trying to define medical tourism, what it is, how we can kind of measure and count it. It's a recurring problem of the industry that we don't really have a common language, and that medical tourism, medical travel, the international patient sector, all these things mean very different things to people around the industry. So we've certainly got a session there that's trying to define this. There's a recent research project that's been undertaken for the UN World Tourism Organization and the European Travel Council, which is focused on this and hopefully has come up with a definition that that is acceptable to most, and certainly has involved consultation with many people around the industry. So that's one area for discussion. The other is the kind of how do we measure medical tourism? How do we kind of set benchmarks for this business? How do we set kind of key performance indicators? And one of the problems, as we know, is that medical tourism is hyped by people around the industry, by governments that are promoting their own country's destination, but we still don't know how big or indeed how small this industry really is. And I think it's time to take a serious look at that aspect of the industry and try and get some agreement on that.
Well, you've certainly touched on topics that are near and dear to my heart. As you know, I'm committed to finally getting some what I call real data, numbers that are based on facts instead of hope. And so I'll be excited to participate in that conversation. How will the participants who are both as speakers and attendees drive that discussion?
Well, I think we'll certainly kind of put across to people some of the kind of discussions that have gone on outside of conferences about defining medical tourism, counting medical tourism, and so on. But I think one of the ways is to get contributors from different countries to talk about how they measure and count medical tourists and so on, and what they're using to support what in some countries is fairly extensive investment in medical tourism.
We see that around the world. We see governments and providers investing tremendous amounts in the sector, and we see organizations, professional conference organizers with pom-poms and dancing girls and smoke and fireworks, but very, very little substance. So how are you going to structure the summit in London in April? There's another pitch. How are you going to structure that, Keith, so that you avoid, so that the audience takes away that this is a serious event to which they absolutely need to bend their calendars to attend?
Well, we're going to welcome your input on that, Irving. I think there has to be some kind of serious soul searching in the industry. I think destinations, healthcare providers, you know, there've been a massive amount of money spent by governments, organizations, clusters, whatever you call them, in pushing medical tourism. And I think if many people are very honest about this, they'd be disappointed about the returns that they've got. I think people need to come clean, be honest about what things have. We're very keen to talk about successes, but I think people need to kind of open up and be a bit more honest about, well, this hasn't actually delivered what we'd hoped for. Let's work out why that is and how we can put things right. But part of the issue is around the underlying kind of desire for patients to travel abroad for treatment. This is still very much a niche industry. Medical travel, medical tourism is talked about a great deal within the industry, but not enough outside it. So, you know, even in markets, you know, such as Europe, where there is, you know, freedom of travel for healthcare across borders, you know, very few people are aware that they have that choice.
Right.
So however, you know, hard you promote your destination, if people just don't realize they have that option, we're not going to see the growth in the market that we all hope for.
Right.
Well, one of the topics at the summit addressed that very issue of being able to promote the benefits that are available specifically within the EU to consumers to get them to engage more aggressively in the sector.
Again, I think the problem is that the industry has spent an awful lot of time and investment and money talking to itself. and this is what's driven many of the events and many of the conferences that are around. These are people involved in the medical tourism business talking to other people in the medical tourism businesses. And we have to find a way of cracking the kind of awareness problem and making medical tourism more credible to the average consumer, to the average patient. That means people spending money elsewhere, you know, in going. It's very rare that, you know, wherever I've been, that you see anyone making any significant investment in getting their message across to potential buyers. Buyers meaning, in this case, consumers and patients. And that needs to change. Otherwise, the business will not see the sector will not see the growth that we hope for.
So you've made some very good points here, Keith. If you find an individual who's busy on the street talking to himself, you say he or she is neurotic. If you find an organization that only talks to itself, you could describe the organization as myopic and ultimately failing. What do you say about an entire sector that only communicates about itself to itself?
You have a very good point. And that's one of the key problems of the industry, that it doesn't, you know, within this kind of niche, the conversations take place within those individuals involved in that industry. It's very rare that international providers are out there actively talking to the providers' healthcare in the source countries.
Keith,
the discussion just isn't taking place often enough.
Keith, do you think part of the issue is that there's a lack of credible leadership in the sector, and that the April summit might fill in that void?
I would hope so. I mean, there are, you know, there are businesses around medical travel that are, you know, around the healthcare industry that are very successful in attracting international patients. They do it in a different way. They approach the industry in a different way to others. One of the reasons, you know, we brought it, this event to London, is really because, you know, London is a significant international patient destination. You don't hear about London at the international travel events because, generally speaking, London and the London providers don't turn up. They get on with their business. They develop their relationships with their source providers, source destinations for patients, and don't spend that long talking to others in the industry.
Right.
They have an they'll have an interesting perspective on how to succeed in medical travel.
Will the private providers who have been enjoying some of the benefits of international traffic to London, will some of those providers be participating in the summit?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, we're trying to set up what we call a kind of London showcase to let some of the international visitors visit some of the London hospitals. And they'll be very surprised, you know, when they're walking into a hospital which is overtly and obviously an international patient center, where, you know, 50% of the patients are coming from a country somewhere around the world. It's very different to the 4 or 5% of, you know, hospitals' patient throughput that we see in many of the hospitals that I visit overseas, and they're set up very well to deliver those services. There's a lot to be learned from some of the kind of unsung heroes of medical travel. Well, that covers not just the UK, but, you know, countries like Germany and the USA, which have obviously been around this business for a long time.
Right. Well, those three destinations certainly are among the most compelling and the most attractive destinations pretty much across the world when you look at attraction. So who do you anticipate attending the summit, Keith?
We'd like to bring in certainly the kind of leaders of the major hospital groups around Europe, around the Middle East, and to some extent the USA. It's a European conference. It is in Europe, and there is a focus on, you know, that kind of area, the medical travel sector. The impact or lack of impact potentially of the European directive on cross-border healthcare is one area of discussion. We want to try and bring together the people within the European states that have implemented this or have not implemented the directive or are slow in implementing it.
Yes.
And see where the future lies with that. I mean, it's certainly true that since the implementation of the directive, very little has changed. We want to know whether that's going to be the case in the future and what the kind of opportunities, you know, really are.
Pretty exciting stuff. And assuming that London remains part of the EU, if Mr. Farage has his way. The next question I'd like to ask is about the various audiences that will be attending and what the benefits are. So you've already mentioned that providers from the UK will be wanting to attend to present the value proposition that they offer to international medical travelers. For the ministerial level personnel or other agencies from the source locations, like countries in the Middle East, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, who are already traveling and accessing UK healthcare, what are the benefits of them attending this event?
I think what we're trying to do is share the, you know, the knowledge and expertise of anyone delivering international patient services. this market is still far, far, far from mature. There's lots of opportunities for growth there. There's lots of people out there doing some really good stuff in delivering international patient services, in marketing international patient services. There's lots of opportunities to explore, but it's really kind of putting your finger on where they are and what do we need to make the most of that.
Well, you mentioned that there are examples of people who are doing it really well. You, of all people, are in an excellent position to see best-in-class examples of marketing. What do you see that you'd like to hold up as an example?
I think the answer to that is a much more kind of strategic approach, a much more well-thought-out approach to developing particular niches of medical tourism, or of medical travel generally. The reason why most destinations and most providers fail is they have no clear idea of where exactly, and I mean exactly and precisely, they're going to generate business. And international medical travel, and I see lots of examples of this, is a niche business, and you can become it's not just about, in many cases, for many destinations, it's we're going to become the greatest medical tourism destination, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do the other. And there's a list of healthcare services that they're going to promote. It covers everything and everything you could possibly deliver. Where I see real success is where a hospital or a destination develops a real niche. It becomes outstanding. It develops a relationship with providers in a source country, with patient associations in a source country, and it builds a strong expertise and niche business.
Yes,
very specific around patient needs and medical needs.
Well said.
Keith, it sounds like the summit is going to be a much needed and long overdue content rich opportunity for people to really learn from the success stories. And if people can be honest and not embarrassed by their mistakes, perhaps share some of those difficult lessons learned with the participants.
Yes.
Would you like to just give us the specifics about the conference, the dates, the website, and the venue?
Sure. It's in London. It's at the Royal Garden Hotel, which is smack in the center of London. It's very handy for those who want to go shopping at Harrods. And it will run from April 15th to April 16th, 2015. On the evening of the summit, we'll also be hosting the second IMTJ Medical Travel Awards, which we launched in Dubai last year. So we're trying to combine the two events into one.
A terrific event and a terrific set of awards. I know Elizabeth and I were honored to be there for the first annual, and we are genuinely looking forward to the second annual. Well, thank you, Keith, for being part of this show. And
it's always a pleasure to speak with you, Keith. And would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you directly?
The best way is to go to the Medical Travel Summit website, which is at summit.imtj.com. Drop us an email, register your interest, and we'll let you know more.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Keith.
And this is Irving Stackpole and Elizabeth Ziemba. You have been listening to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. Thank you.
You're listening to the UR Business Network.